You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Well, that's it. Off-season work is done. Minicamp's in the books. OTA's in the books a week earlier. Now it's time for a break, a much-needed break for the Broncos players and coaches. No break here. We're back for another edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here outside of the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. And we're going to get started with a question about the pass rush. This one from Josh Lee checking in on Facebook. Do you expect Shaq Barrett or Bradley Chubb to start game one, and why? Well, you can make cases for both of them. Of course, Shaq Barrett, he's experienced. He's been the starter. Bradley Chubb, he has been outstanding so far. One of the standouts, in my estimation, in minicamp. I think they're both going to play. In fact, I think you're going to see some formations where you see Von Miller, Shaq Barrett, and Bradley Chubb on the field at the same time when you get to the regular season. And then once Shane Ray gets healthy and back from wrist surgery, they'll work him in. But I think Bradley Chubb is going to be the starter for this reason. He's a little bit more versatile than Shaq Barrett. Bradley Chubb having the ability to put his hand in the dirt and stand up, there are a few things that you can do with him that you can't do with very many defenders in this game. And you can just talk to Joe Woods. We did after the second minicamp practice on 1st and 10 at 10 on Orange and Blue 760. And when you talk to Woods and you ask him about Chubb, there's a gleam in his eyes. And I think Chubb's high ceiling and versatility is why he will end up starting. However, I think between Miller, Chubb, and Shaq Barrett, they're all going to basically have starters reps right from the get-go. Now on to the offensive side. We talked about pass rushers. Now we're on pass pro. This question from Mike DeCicco about Garrett Bowles. What is the major area we can expect to see Garrett Bowles improve this year? Has there been something he has been focused on? Well, until OTAs and minicamp started, the big focus for Garrett Bowles was getting in the weight room and adding strength. As he said, last year he played at 290, 295 pounds. That made him the lightest left tackle in the NFL. Now he's at 300 to 305 pounds. That's where he wants to stay. So you figure he's going to be stronger physically. He'll be stronger in terms of how much he knows about the game from his previous year. The other thing that I think will help Garrett Bowles is, simply put, this offense that Bill Musgrave is putting in and having Case Keenum back there. And this will help the entire offensive line. Quick decisions, quick reads, and making use of the tight ends, running backs, and slot receiver in the offense. All of these things will get the ball out quicker when Bowles goes into pass protection, and that's true for the entire offensive line. I think having a quarterback who makes quicker decisions and does not drift in the pocket is going to help Bowles out and help the entire offensive line. So some of it's on him, and I think he'll continue to grow. I think you'll see him be better as a run blocker this year, but in pass protection, the best thing, I think, for Garrett Bowles that will help him is having Case Keenum and having an offense that sees the ball out and away from the pocket quicker. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us on a future mailbag, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace or find my page on Facebook. Also, listen to me with Ryan Edwards and Ring of Famer Steve Atwater Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on Orange and Blue 760. Talk to you next time.